Dear diary, as of today, it's been 5 months, 17 days, and 47 minutes since I got marooned on this rock. I dream about it almost every night, if I get enough sleep to dream. I relive it all. The klaxon blaring, the rush to get my flight suit on. I was in such a hurry I almost forgot my helmet.
We thought that we were the ones who were going to spring the trap. But something must have leaked. Or someone talked. Shit. Or maybe Command wasn't as clever as they thought they were. They were already there when we jumped into the system, surrounded by the shattered remains of the THS Gladstone, who went through before us. They opened up broadside as soon as we shifted into real space. We didn't even have the time for pre-flight diagnostics. Command practically shoved us all out of the hangar bay. Rex got tagged as soon as he hit vacuum. Didn't even have time to make a sound. Just a quick flash of light in my peripheral and he was gone. I was focused on the mission. Formed up with Zhang and Kowalski on my wings. And started getting to work on their fighters. For a minute, it seemed like we had them on the back foot. We fended off their first wave and sent the survivors limping back to their destroyer. But we were only experiencing a small part of a larger fight. It was so bright that for a moment, I thought I'd gone blind, even though I wasn't looking directly at it. The light filled my cockpit, and in that instant, I knew that we were fucked. I rubbed my eyes and took in the sight of our home ship venting atmosphere and crumpling like a cheap toy, flanked by two of their destroyers who were still raking in the already punctured hull with what seemed like every battery they had. I knew what this meant. We all did. No hangar to land in meant certain death. Our fighters only had a few hours of emergency oxygen. And we knew that the enemy's ship sure as hell wasn't going to try and take us alive anyway. So, I rallied what remained of my wing and made a beeline for their flagship. That is, until I got tagged myself. I don't remember the crash. But I remember the aftermath. Waking up to choking smoke. The acrid stench of burning fuel and wiring, trying to unstrap myself from my seat, upside down with a dislocated shoulder. I remember pulling myself free of the wreckage to take a glimpse at the barren outskirts of a hive city before falling on my face in the sand, out cold. I would have died out there if it wasn't for a passing scav trawler. The captain picked me up and after popping a shoulder back into place, let me know where I had the misfortune of landing. I was on Polyanth, a place I'd never heard of, but apparently had an exceedingly bad reputation in this obscure arm of the galaxy. I thanked him for his help, and requested that he bring me to the nearest Terran hegemony military base. But he just scoffed and shook his head. No hegemony out here, darling. Just us. Which brings me to my current predicament. I've been fucking trapped on this ash heap of a planet, holed up in this dingy tenement and just doing what I can to survive. Nobody cares about the war out here. It's all so far removed. My rank and affiliations get me nowhere. And all anybody in this city seems to care about is drinking, gambling, doing red ice and fucking. None of our survival training involved any scenario like this. I'll admit it. I'm beyond desperate. Nobody trusts me enough to give me a job that pays, so I had to consider other options. I do things that disgust me every single day, but I need money to buy that ticket back to Earth. And if it means swallowing my pride, among other things, I'll do what I have to do. Chief Petty Officer Sarah Hawkins, October 17th, 2183. Oh, gods, here he comes again.
Hello there, Mr. Grubart.
Are you just window shopping again, or are you actually going to buy something this time? You stop by my corner every single night to stare at my body and hit on me. Why not put your credits where your snout is and show a girl a good time?
Come on. Either pay up or stop scaring off potential customers, you stupid fucking mutt.
Oh, you saved up enough money to spend some special time with me? Aw, you Tortex are so sweet. You're my favourite species to play with.
You all smell like a backed-up trash compactor.
Come on, I'll take you to my usual spot. It's just right back here, down this alley. Mm-hmm. Right in here, behind this fence. Don't you worry. Nobody uses this for anything. We won't get caught. Now let's talk money. If you want me to jerk you off, that's 10 creds. Tit fucks are 50. If you want me to suck you off, that's going to cost 75 creds. 100 if you want to fuck my pussy. And 200 if you want to stick it in my ass. Yeah, I raised the price of pussy and ass for Tortex. Sorry, honey. I know how huge you all are, and if you're going to tear me up and put me out of commission for a whole day, then I've got to make it worth my while. So what'll it be, big boy? Pussy, huh? Alright, we got a big spender here. I'll just take that, thank you.
Fuck, this is going to hurt. I better lube this freak up first.
Come on, Mr. Grubart. Whip out that big, tasty Tortek cock. I want to drool all over it so it'll slide into my tight little human cunt. Wow! I'll never stop being amazed at how huge you all are.
Yeah, right. The novelty of a 15-inch cock wears off really fast.
Just stand still and relax, handsome. Let Angel take care of you. There, all nice and wet. Now I'll just lean over and stick my ass against this big, sexy cock of yours. Come on, stud. Give it to me. But put it in fuck! God fucking damn it! Slow down, slow down, slow down! You're too fucking big! Fuck! Ugh. I fucking hate Tortex. All force, no finesse. Can't even take off this fat fucking flagpole. Yeah! Pound this little human pussy. Fill it up. I love it. I'm a filthy whore for this huge alien cock. So much better than puny human cocks. God, I can feel through this big fucking nut slapping against my thighs. This is gonna be so messy. God damn it! What are you doing? Why are you lifting me in the air? Wait! You can't be serious. There's no way I can take this whole thing. Put me down. I'll give you a free blowjob tomorrow. I'll let you fuck my tits. Just wait a minute. Holy fucking shit. It's like I can feel his cock in my throat. He's in way too deep. Yeah, baby, you're hung like a dorak. Come on, stud. Finish inside me. Empty those big fucking Tortek balls for your little human slut. Pump all that cum in me. Hurry up, you fucking moron, before you split me in half. I can only take something this big for so long. So much. Come! Fuck! Oh, holy shit! Oh, I'm gonna reek of this guy's nut for the rest of the day. At least he was a quick shot. Put me down! Gently! What did I tell you? Did I say you could pick me up? No! You're lucky you already paid me, or I would have yelled for the cops. You try that shit again and I'll rip your fucking guts out. Now get the fuck away from me! God, my whole lower body is fucking soaked with cum. Ugh, of course there's no bathroom nearby. I'll have to limp home and clean up. At least I'm 100 credits closer.
Only a couple grand more to go.
Dear Diary, lately I've been having doubts. Doubts and fears. These intrusive, nasty little thoughts that occasionally crawl up to the surface from the darkest depths of my mind. I worry that I'll never get off this planet. That I'll never see home. That I'll never again breathe clean air or see a real sunrise. Each day seems to blend into the next, sleeping all morning and afternoon, waking up late at night and putting on this ridiculous outfit, standing on a corner in the rec district in the cold. And then the next several hours is just a blur of freakish alien cocks. I try to remember the other times of difficulty in my life, trying to convince myself that this whole mess is nothing in comparison to the battles of Tea Garden, Gargaren Station, Jump 7, the Titan Separatist Crisis, the Nyadir Incursions. To be honest, I'd rather endure any of those struggles all over again rather than be where I am now. For God's sake, I was a pilot. I flew million credit fighters. I fought and bled for the hegemony. And now I'm just another worn-out hooker on a backwater world. Turning tricks for meal packs and a ticket home. I even had to dye my hair this obnoxious pink so I could better look the part. No, no, I can't give up. The path before me is daunting, yes, but it's my only choice. God, if only my wingmates could see me now. Chief Petty Officer Sarah Hawkins, October, whatever. 2183.
Hi there, handsome. You having fun? I love this place. The deep, throbbing beat of the music. It just makes my body vibrate in all the right places. Are you here alone? No? Just getting drinks with some work friends, huh? Where are they? Outside having a smoke? Well, how would you like some company until they get back? My name's Angel. Nice to meet you. Come on, I've never been with a show-off before. I like your horns. Very sexy. You look kind of like a rhino. What's a rhino? Oh, it's just an earth animal. Really, really big, really strong. Just like those full muscular arms of yours. Come on. Let's go find somewhere quieter. Here we go. This maintenance closet will do nicely. So, what are you in the mood for tonight, tough guy? Start with a blowjob, and then we'll see where it goes. Sounds good to me. That'll be 75 creds. I know, I'm a bit pricey. But I mean, look at me. Look at this body, this smooth, clear skin, toned and muscular, and not a single rad burn on me. How many hookers out there are as well put together as I am? Look at these sky-heeled boots, these pink transparent silk stockings and matching skirt, and this barely there Grox leather lingerie. Oh, you like my scars? You wouldn't believe how I got them. Trust me. Now let's get down to business. I'll just take that 75 credits, thank you very much. Now I'll just get down on my knees here. Open your armor's crotch hatch. And... oh, mister, you've got a really thick cock. Fuck. Why can't I find a fucking John with a needle dick for once? I can barely get my little humy hand around it. And the head is so juicy looking. I need to taste it. Your pre-cum tastes so good.
It's okay. I've had worse. Way worse.
time to see just how much of this fat prick I can fit in my mouth. If I were you, I'd find something to hold on to. There ain't a whore in this whole colony who can give head like me. Fuck! Fuck, God. God, you're fucking huge. How far down did I get? Let's see. Almost halfway. Don't my pink lipstick rings look good all over this fat monster of yours? That's why I wear it. So studs like you can see just how much I worshipped your cocks. Are you married, baby? If you are, I wouldn't let your wife see those rings. Oh, Sholoths don't get married. Whatever. You're looking kind of winded, handsome. Come on. Shoot that cum. Where do you want to put it? In my mouth?
A fucking course. No matter the species, men are all the same.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Do it. Fill me up. I'm so hungry for it. Pump your little human whore full of cum. A big strong Sholoth like you must shoot a big load, right? Give it to me! Fuck. Holy shit. That was definitely a lot. Whew. Wasn't that fun? Well, I better get going. Time is money. Whoa. Who the fuck are you? You're his friends. You've been looking all over for him. Well, as you can see, I just got finished helping your co-worker relieve a little stress. I was just about to head out.
I don't like the way these freaks are looking at me.
You want what he got? Together? Listen, boys. I don't do gangbangs. Sorry, just a policy of mine.
Not sorry. Did it once, never again.
I'd be more than happy to help you all out one by one. Maybe we could move this party elsewhere. Maybe, rent a habby cube for the night? Much better than this nasty maintenance closet. Big bed, soft carpets, maybe a wet bar? Listen, buddy, I don't give a fuck how many credits you all have. Oh, how much is that? Give it here. 2,500 credits? Shit, that's a couple weeks' pay. But if it'll help me get off this rock faster, I have no choice. All right, you've got a deal. But turn that door off first. I don't want any more surprise clients tonight. Let's see. A Nyari and a Clatonian, huh? Can't say I've had one of you guys before.
I've killed my fair share of Nyari, though. Can't believe I'm gonna have to fuck one of my former enemies. Blue bastards.
How about you, Mr. Sholoth? You back up and running? All right, get over here. And you two, hurry up and whip them out. Why is it that you alien freaks always seem to have the hugest cocks? You're average for your species.
God, I hope I never meet someone above average. I probably wouldn't survive the experience.
Stop smirking. Let's just get this over with. Is this what you guys do for fun every night? Find some hooker and manhandle her together.
If I didn't need the money, I'd bite your dicks off and leave you to bleed out.
Well, hurry up and get your kicks, boys. Okay,
don't move my head. What are you...
What the fuck was that? You can't just jam your cock down my throat without warning. I'm not some toy for you to...
Hey, not you! Let go of me!
Fuck you guys! Just because I took your money doesn't mean that you have free rein to be rough with me. Oh, you can't be serious. I've never done that before. I've never had three cocks in me at once. These motherfuckers really want their money's worth. Grit your teeth and bear it, Sarah. Think of the money. Think of home. Fine. Let me just pull my phone down. Let go. I can do it myself. There. Now, if we're gonna do this, I'm gonna call the shots. All right, Rhino boy. Lay down on your back and I'll sit on top. Here we go. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Too thick. Too thick. Way too thick. What the fuck? It's hitting all the right spots. God, please don't notice how much I'm shaking. Now you, blue boy, stick it in my ass. How humiliating. I wonder what he'd do if he knew I was a pilot for the hegemony. Would he kill me? Or just pound me harder? Holy shit, you're so fucking long. It's in too deep. Fucking God, please be gentle. Please be gentle. I've never been so full before. All right, Mr. Clatonian. Come over here and put your cock in my mouth. Let Angel take good care of you. Jesus Christ, it's too much. I feel like I'm gonna fucking go insane. They're using me like some cheap toy. They don't give a fuck about my pleasure at all. They aren't even trying to sync up their thrusts. They're just pounding into me like I'm the last woman they'll ever see. Yeah, that's right. Fuck this nasty fucking human slut. I love being used and abused by big, strong alien studs. Use me however you like. Smash my little fucking yumi holes as hard as you want. I'm all yours. You better come fast, you disgusting bastards. Fucking pigs. I wish I still had my Mark 9. I'd happily put a slug in each of your ugly skulls. What's happening to me? My brain feels so fuzzy. I'm having trouble thinking straight. This isn't normal. Something's not right here. I can feel myself clamping tighter around their cogs, and I feel like I'm running a bad fever. Oh, what did you do to me? What the fuck is going on? Clatonian mating pheromones. You put me in fucking heat. You fucking assholes. Stop it right fucking now. It isn't enough that I'm letting you all gangbang me. But you have to pump my head full of your weird alien musk too. That's fucking disgusting. God, they're close. I can feel it. The big fat alien cogs are trembling inside me. They're gonna fill me up so much. I want it. God help me, I actually want it. I want to be full of cum all the time. In all my holes, so warm and thick. Being a pilot never felt this good.
Such a lonely, sexless existence. As cold and bleak as the depths of space itself. I want to feel good. I want to fuck. To hell with the hegemony. I'm going to stay here. I have everything I need. Money, freedom, and big, fat cocks. Ah! Come in me. Please, 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 please. Empty your balls. I'm sorry for being so rude earlier. I was such a mean human bitch. Let me make it up to you with my body. Come for Angel. Let me make you feel good. Get more aliens in here afterwards. More big, strong alien men. All different kinds of cocks. All shapes. All sizes. All for me. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come for you all. Please shoot your loads inside of me. Ah, 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 ah. Fuck. I can't believe I just did that. I need to get out of here. I need to get home. All right, boys. We're done here. Get the hell off me. What? No, don't be fucking stupid. It was your pheromones, remember? You messed up my brain, made me say all that stupid shit. Fucking pig. Who do you think you are? What do you mean? There's no such thing as Clutonian mating pheromones. You know what? Get out! All of you! Get out, get out, get out! I'll remember your faces. I'll never whore for you again. I'll kick your fucking teeth in if you so much as look at me on the street. Just go away. Motherfuckers. Even for 2,500 credits, I don't think that was worth it. Oh, God damn it. I'm leaking their nasty fucking cum all over the place. It's running down my legs. So fucking gross. But at least nobody in the club will notice. Come on, Sarah. Let's just get back home in one piece. I can get these ridiculous clothes off. Take a bath. Get some sleep.
Dear Diary, ever since I dropped my no gangbang rule, the credits have just been rolling in. It's absolute hell on my holes. But fuck it. If I can survive the Vostok System campaign, I can survive being made airtight every night. Just yesterday, I had this group of eight Sazerans. God, they fucking passed me around like a baton. Also, I've considered getting out of street hawking and getting into the escort business. I could put up flyers in the nicer end of the city. Maybe around the banking district. From what I hear, those alien CEOs really like the company of human women. We're a novelty out here, I guess. But hey, if bouncing on some tycoon's dick will get me back to Earth faster, I'll gladly satisfy his human fetish. This is Chief Petty Officer Sarah Hawkins, aka Angel. November 2nd, 2183.